Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
A new report shows that New York City could save $3.5 billion on migrant costs with housing vouchers. It's Wednesday, April 17th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for rain in New York City with a high near 60 and a low near 49. Before today's top story, several protesters stormed within inches of Mayor Adams as he delivered a speech Tuesday to a roomful of community activists on the Upper East Side. The incident occurred in the middle of Adams' remarks at a breakfast hosted by the Association for a Better New York and ended with a security detail pushing protesters off the stage and escorting them from the venue. The protesters strode to the stage, walked up the steps to the left of the mayor, and, once on stage, began railing about Adams' treatment of tenants in the city. The protesters did not have tickets to the event, according to representatives with the Association for a Better New York. A spokesman for Adams said they used counterfeit badges to gain entrance to the Park Avenue venue and that the incident is being looked into. The venue had no metal detectors at the doors. And a Brooklyn e-bike shop worker repeatedly accused of flouting laws against selling uncertified and potentially deadly lithium-ion batteries has been arrested on reckless endangerment charges, FDNY officials said Tuesday. Friday's bust was the first time fire marshals have arrested someone for storing and selling uncertified e-bike batteries, a violation of NYC Local Law 39, FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh said. Members of the FDNY's e-bike task force had visited the electric bicycle shop on Flatbush Avenue near Avenue D in Flatbush three previous times, issuing Tian Liang Lu multiple summonses for having e-bike batteries without proper certification from Underwriters Laboratories. Task force members returned on Friday to find that the store showed little or no compliance, Kavanaugh said at a press conference at FDNY headquarters. To find these stories and more, visit us at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
New York City could save up to $3.5 billion in migrant housing costs if it and the state government expand access to housing vouchers, a new report from the homeless services provider WIN revealed Monday. To realize some of those projected savings, WIN, a nonprofit headed by former City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, is recommending the city implement already approved expansions of the City FEPS voucher program and further extend voucher eligibility to migrant families now prohibited from tapping into that assistance. The city would shift spending from emergency shelters and hotels under the plan. The nonprofit's most recent savings projections come as Mayor Adams' administration is continuing to struggle with an approximately $10 billion price tag associated with the migrant crisis and as asylum seekers continue to flow into the Big Apple. Under a court settlement reached in March, the city's right to shelter law was modified to allow the city to deny housing to adult migrants in some cases. Quinn said Monday the impact of that modification still isn't totally clear, but she urged the administration to implement it in a way that errs on the side of compassion when it comes to providing shelter to migrants. Quinn's report, which was provided to the Daily News on Monday, includes policy prescriptions for the federal and state governments as well. It calls on the feds to shorten the wait time for asylum seeker work authorization and for state lawmakers to pass a law that would allow the state to issue its own work permits to migrants. Adams' spokeswoman Kayla Mamalak pushed back on the idea that the savings projected by WIN can actually be realized under the current conditions and contended it would actually cost the city more. Mamalak added that the administration agrees with WIN in its recommendations that the federal and state governments should take a more central role in managing the crisis, but she did not address WIN's push to extend housing voucher eligibility to migrants. An expansion of City FEPS benefits was already enshrined into law last year when the City Council overrode the mayor's veto of a bill package abolishing a rule requiring people stay in homeless shelters for 90 days before they can apply for the vouchers. The legislation also expanded eligibility by allowing those who've received written rent demands from their landlords to apply for the benefits. Those new laws haven't been implemented by Adams' administration, though, which has argued the laws would be too expensive, predicting they'd cost the city $17 billion over the next 5 years. That led the Legal Aid Society to sue the city in February to force it to enact them, a suit the council moved to join days later. That litigation is now pending. According to Wynn's estimates, implementing those bills would save the city as much as $730 million and relieve the strain incoming migrants have placed on the city's shelter system. Quinn and Wynn are also pushing both the city and state for a much broader eligibility expansion that would include migrants. Such a move could save up to $3.1 billion a year in cash that now goes to housing asylum seekers in city shelters and hotel stays, which can cost up to $400 a night, Wynn estimates. Spokespeople for Adams and Hochul did not immediately respond when asked about Wynn's findings. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.